Masechtas Trumas, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Hamafresh Miktsas Truma Umaisers. Someone who separated part of the portion of Truma and part of the portion of Maisers. So, for example, he took off 50% of the Truma or 50% of the Maiser that he was obligated to take off, and he now wants to take off the second portion of Truma and Maiser that he was supposed to take off. So now, he's taking the second portion of Truma and Maiser from a pile of produce that a percentage of it already is Mesukin, already has its Truma or its Maiser taken off of it. And that percentage that already had Trumas or Maisers taken off of it no longer is obligated in Trumas or Maisers. And one cannot use produce that's not obligated in Trumas and Maisers to be used to be separate as Truma or Maiser on behalf of other things that are obligated. So here, when he goes and takes for the second time from the pile to separate, if he would be taking from the part that was already exempt, that would be a problem. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Maitzi mimenu Truma alav, he can continue to take the second part of the Truma from that pile to exempt it. And we rely that what he's taking from is the part that was not yet exempt, the other 50%, if he took off half of the Trumas. We rely that he's taking from the other half of the pile, even though it has not been designated yet where it is in this produce, what's exempt and what's not, but we rely that he's taking from the part that's still obligated, and it could be Truma to exempt the rest. Avalayla Makamacher, the first opinion of this Mishnah holds that he cannot take from this pile Trumas or Maisers to exempt produce from a different area that's completely tavol, that's fully obligated, because regarding other piles of produce, we are concerned that possibly what he's taking is from the portion that's already exempt from Trumas and Maisers, and it cannot be separated as Trumas or Maisers to exempt something else. So there's a differentiation whether he's taking from the pile for itself or taking from this pile for other produce elsewhere. Rav Meir says, Af maitzihu l'makam acher trumas u'maisers. Rav Meir does not differentiate, and he said not only can he take further truma from this pile for itself, and we rely on the fact that what he's taking from is going to be considered the part that is still obligated, not only for itself, but even for produce elsewhere, he can take from this pile, and we rely that what he's taking from is part that's still obligated in trumas u'maisers. Mishnah Beis. The Rav over here in Mishnah Beis has two completely different understandings of what the Mishnah is talking about that are not related to each other. So we're going to go through the Mishnah first with the Rav's first understanding and then the second understanding. The first understanding of the Rav understands that the Mishnah is discussing a case where you have a worker who's working on produce. The worker is a chaver, someone who's concerned he's make sure that the produce that he's eating is tahar and properly mesukin, that the proper trumas and maisers were taken off of, whereas he suspects the balabais, that the balabais possibly did not take off the proper maisers from the produce. And the worker is given the opportunity to eat from the produce of the balabais here, and he's concerned that he doesn't want to eat anything that the maaser wasn't taken off of. So the Mishnah goes like this. Mishnah base. Misha hayu peris b'megrua. Someone who had produce in the storehouse, in a storeroom, and this is tevel produce. V'nasan sa' l'ben Levi u'sa' l'ani. And the owner gave a sa' measurement to the ben Levi, to a levy, which is where the Maaser Rishon is generally given, usa la'ani, and he gave a sa measurement to the ani, to the poor person, and this was a year of Maaser Ani, where the second Maaser needed to be given to the poor people. And the Rav explains that the worker saw the Baal Bayis give these measurements over, but he was unsure whether or not it was given as just a present in general, or specifically to fulfill the obligations of Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. So the first opinion in the Mishnah says, Mafresh ad Shmeina Sain v'Eichlan. The worker who's working, he can separate up to eight parts, eight saw, Eitzah of produce and eat from them, and that Eitzah, he can rest assured that there was already Meiser given off of it, because proportionately one Seah of Meiser Rishon and one Seah of Meiser Ani, give or take a little bit, will cover the other Eitzah that he's going to separate. But more than that, the worker should not eat, because he should be concerned that possibly Meiser wasn't given from the other produce. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. V'chachamim Aimrim, the Chachamim say, Eine mafresh ela fi cheshbon. The Baal Bayis, when he gave away Meiser, we only assume that he gave away Meiser lefi cheshbon, only according to the calculation, exactly what this worker is going to need for his meal, but more than that not. And therefore the Chachamim say that the worker should only eat according to the calculation of one meal, what he would be given by the Baal Bayis, but not more than that, not up to eight sal. He can't rely on this, and that much he has to be concerned that what was given, what he saw being given to the Levi or to the Ani, was just a present and not as Meiser. That's the Rav's first understanding of the Mishnah. The second understanding is completely different, and we'll start the Mishnah over again. The second understanding has nothing to do with the worker. It's only talking about an owner of produce over here, that he gave away two saw, one saw to the Levi and one saw to the Ani, but he has not yet designated that that's going to be the Meiser until he wishes to select which part of the produce, which other eight saw that he selects is going to be exempt from those two portions of Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani that he gave out. And when he later separates the eight saw, he wants that the portions given to the Levi and Ani should then take effect, that they should become the Meiser portions on the Eitzah that he now wants to eat. And this should only work if the two portions that he gave that are in the hands of the Levi and the hands of the Ani are still in existence. If they were already eaten, then it's too late for them to become Meiser after the fact. They have to become Meiser before they're eaten. So when the Baal Bayis now wants to select these eight saw that he wants to exempt, and he wants the Meiser to take effect on the portions in the hand of the Levi and the Ani, and he doesn't know if they're still in existence or if they've been eaten already, so can he rely on the fact that they are existing, or does he have to be concerned that they're no longer existing? So the Mishnah reads as this: Mishahayu Peresa b'Megrua, someone who has his produce in the storeroom, that's Tevel, doesn't have Meiser given up from it yet, V'nasan Sala ben Levi u'Sala Ani, he gave one saw to Levi, one saw to Ani, and he has not yet designated that it should be the Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, until later he's going to separate the other produce that he wants to be exempt with this Meiser, and then he wants it to take effect. So the first opinion, Mafresh, Ad Shmoneh Saah and Vayichlan, he can separate up to eight saw of other produce and eat it and rely that at that point in time it's going to take effect the Meiser, and that the other portions, the two saw that he gave out, are still in existence. Divrei Reb Meir, this is Reb Meir, that he can rely on the fact that they still exist. The Chachamim say, no, Einem Afresh El Lefi Cheshbon. He can only separate and eat and exempt part of the produce that it should be chulin and mesukin and have a proper Meiser given off of it, only Lefi Cheshbon, according to the calculation of what exists, and he has to know that it exists, and he has to research and find out exists. If it's a full saw, both saw are in existence, he can take eight saw on behalf of them to eat. But if it's less than that, half of that, he can only take half, and so on and so forth. Only lefi cheshbon, what he knows exists, and he can't rely on the unknown, and potentially the portions he gave are no longer in existence.